This week, it's all about giving back. How? With Breast Wishes. That's right, Breast Wishes Foundation. We're here with Alicia, and she's going to tell you how you can grant a wish for someone that's in need here locally in Dayton. Come on in and let's make some dreams come true.
Welcome to the Dayton Approved Podcast with Frank O'Neill. This is where the local Dayton businesses get a spotlight.
Welcome to Dayton Approved, where we're exploring Dayton small businesses and nonprofits with Dayton Discount Furniture. Today, we have Alicia from Breast Wishes Foundation. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you so much.
So, yes, you got a pretty interesting and inspiring story. You started not too long ago, and I'm really excited to have you here on the show today to share everything that you're doing here in the Dayton community.
Thank you so much.
So, yeah, why don't you tell us a little bit about your mission statement, about pretty much how everything started, what you guys stand for.
So, Breast Wishes Foundation grants wishes that bring joy to those with breast cancer. And we focus in the Dayton area, which for us means Montgomery County and then the seven counties that surround Montgomery. So, it's a pretty large service area. Our mission statement used to be that we granted wishes for women with breast cancer. But we had several people ask us, well, what about men? Men get breast cancer too. And we didn't want to, exclude anybody. So we actually changed our mission statement to we grant wishes to those with breast cancer. And I think it's been about maybe 3 months ago, we did get our first man with breast cancer who made a wish.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
That is definitely an interesting milestone, because that's probably something that most people would think about when they're thinking about breast cancer. So I honestly didn't even know. So I'm sure other viewers didn't know themselves.
Right. I mean, obviously the instances of men getting breast cancer aren't as high as women, but it still happens. And I'm really glad that we were able to, help him out. And he has kind of agreed to be our poster boy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, that's cool. That's awesome. So yeah. What are some of the things then? Basically, what are some of the joyful things that you are doing or you guys are getting for, the local people here in the community? Because this is a local thing for Dayton right now. Are mm-hmm. you doing breast wishes or, I guess, doing these wishes for people outside of Dayton? Or is it strictly here in the Dayton area?
Just in our service area, just the eight counties that we serve. Mm-hmm. Actually, when we started, we just did all of Ohio because we didn't know how crazy that could get. And we granted a couple wishes like in the Cleveland area and Columbus area. And then we decided, well, hey, we need to narrow this down a little bit. This is where we are. This is where we work. Mm-hmm. This is where we're going to be able to throw events and things. So yeah, we stay just in the Dayton area. And really, we never know what somebody's going to wish for, what mm-hmm. kind of thing is going to bring them joy. What makes me happy is something very different than what makes someone else happy. Right. So we do have $1,500 to spend on each wish. So it's whatever we can do within, those financial parameters. But it's usually a vacation, like a smaller vacation. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of things like sending families to Hocking Hills or a little cabin somewhere. We just sent someone to Kentucky. Her kids love horses and they wanted to go to this cabin on a horse farm. And so, just smaller type of vacations like that. We can't do Disney World or we only have $1,500. We also do a lot of appliances and a lot of furniture. A lot of the ladies, after mastectomy surgery, you can't sleep on a bed. Mm-hmm. I think it's for maybe like 4 weeks or something. So a lot of them wish for recliners, like a really nice mm-hmm. recliner, so they can have a nice place to sleep for a while. And then, of course, you have the recliner after your recovery as well. So furniture, appliances, and little vacations are probably our biggest wishes.
Yeah, no, it's that's interesting. You wouldn't think that. I know, well, we actually met because of furniture. Mm-hmm. I don't like talking a lot about that on the show. But yeah, I didn't realize how many people actually just need a mattress. It's amazing mm-hmm. how they just never got a good mattress.
Yes. And
a mattress is that important for that recovery period and that health process of just healing, because people don't realize that. So it's just really interesting how like such a simple wish like that goes such a long way.
Yeah. And we actually have one of our wish recipients, Michelle, we got her a mattress probably from you back, 2019, 2018, something like that. And she comes to all of our events, and we do workshops for our wish recipients, and everybody tells their story. And she always says, mm-hmm. I think about you guys every single day because I'm so happy with the mattress that I have. And with this, we gave her a whole like bedroom set. But she's just so happy about it. And that's a reminder every single day. That's bringing her a little bit of joy every single day. Yeah. And that's really awesome.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's just one, you know, some people just take for granted, think little thing that just has amplified to really a more prosperous life, which is amazing. So that's cool.
Yeah.
It's very, very, very cool that you do that. I love that also it is local here. This is a truly a local business, or not business, but I should say charity. I guess it kind of is, but you know what I mean?
Right.
It's really unique to here in Dayton, and doesn't sound like you're, you know, above helping other people outside of Dayton, you know, if the parameters make sense.
Right.
But primarily here in Dayton, and that's cool because there's not a lot of foundations or charities that are strictly here in Dayton, and from my experience, at least. So that's really cool. But why don't you tell us your story? How did you, you know, start Breast Wishes? How did that even come to about? You know, being an idea or a reality.
So it all started. My older sister, Kelly, she was diagnosed with breast cancer when she was 35, and she fought for 5 years, and she actually died when she was 40, which was really, really awful for our family, obviously. And my little sister, Mandy, and I, we started doing things to raise money for breast cancer charities, kind of as a way of like dealing with our grief and, you know, giving back a little bit, because Kelly had always said how much she wanted to help out once she got better. So we did things like the Susan G. Komen runs. We did, you know, there's a real big Making Strides walk downtown in October. That's American Cancer Society. And not only would we do these things, but we would fundraise for them. So at the time I owned a business, George's Family Restaurant. We would fundraise through the business. We would, you know, I think 1 year we were like the biggest fundraiser for Susan G. Komen. And that was great. But then we thought, well, you know, we're not really seeing much of an impact. These are also really large organizations. They're not really local. So why don't we do our own 5K, and we'll take the money that we raise and we'll give it to local charities. So we started the 5K for Kelly. That was back, I think, in 2013. We're actually on our, we're on our 12th one this year. So we did the 5K for Kelly, and, you know, we would raise about like $10,000 each year. And we were giving that to other, like local small charities. We gave to the Noble Circle Project. We were giving some money to hospice because that's where Kelly died. And they were really great to her there. And then we also were giving to the Good Samaritan Hospital Foundation, where they were creating this whole new breast health center, at Good Sam, which is now Miami Valley North. And we did that for a few years, and that was all well and good, but we weren't really seeing the impact of our fundraising. It was like, okay, here's a big check. I mean, maybe not big for what they were, you know, it was big to us, but you know, you give somebody a check and that was it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It was just kind of like, here's some money and, you know, good luck doing your stuff, but you
weren't really
seeing the impact.
Exactly. We didn't know what the money we were doing, like, how was it helping? So we came up with Breast Wishes, really because Kelly was so full of joy. She was just one of these people that was just always happy and up and, you know, just really, really lit up a room. And we thought, you know, most of our fun memories in life were because of Kelly. And what can we do to like bring that fun, bring that joy, and give that to somebody who is really in a horrible, dark place through their breast cancer journey? So we came up with Breast Wishes, and we continued with just the 5K for Kelly, but now we would keep that money, you know, to grant wishes.
Right.
And that was in 2017, we granted our first wish, and we're, how many years? 4, 5, 6, 7 years later.
7 years.
It seems kind of unbelievable. And we just keep growing and growing. I mean, the amount of wishes that we grant each year, the first 3 years doubled exactly every year. It was 13 wishes, and then it doubled to 26, and then it doubled to 52. And that was our original goal, was like, let's grant about one wish per week. And we're well past that now. So it's pretty awesome.
Well, that's awesome. That's a very inspiring and an interesting story. And Yeah, it obviously sounds like your sister and you were really close. Now, is this an older sister or a younger sister?
She was older. She was 11 years older than me, and she already, she lived in Dayton.
I mean, I should have known. I mean, you obviously don't look that old.
So. Well, thanks. I'm getting there, though. So she lived in Dayton. She was married to her high school sweetheart. He was military. They moved around, but ended up in Dayton, and we would come to Dayton. Like, we'd visit for the summers and, you know, hang out here with her, and then after I graduated high school, maybe about a year later, I decided to move here. So I'm really glad that I did move here and I was able to spend, you know, that last, I don't know, 8 or 9 years with her before mm-hmm. she passed. But we really, yeah, we were very close and hung out a lot and, you know, had a lot of really, or a lot of really good times.
So you weren't originally a Dayton native, but you moved from, I think you said Akron? Is that
yeah,
right?
Around the Akron area.
Okay. And
yeah.
then you decided to stay.
Decided to stay, really liked Dayton, really glad that I made that move. She definitely dragged me here kicking and screaming because, you know, you don't want to leave everything you know. And, right. and I'm really glad that I did. I actually talk about that all the time. We really like Dayton. I've made a great home here, a great life here, had a business here for 20 years with my restaurant, really became part of the community. So, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, love being in Dayton for sure.
Well, that's cool. That's interesting how, you know, you weren't originally from Dayton, but now you're a full-blown Dayton.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, yeah, that brings us to a couple different stories, you know, about how the local, you know, how you impacted the local community and I guess you could say the local economy. I know you were saying that you had a couple interesting stories about some clients that were just really inspirational. One was about a female named Brooke.
Yeah, Brooke, we actually just granted her wish. You know, she's going to be leaving, I don't know, very soon to go on her wish. But she came to us a couple months ago. She's only 30 years old. And she had just gone to her, like, her yearly exam. And they said everything was fine. And then about a month later, she was doing her breast self-exam, which is so important. Cannot stress that enough. And she found a little something and she thought, oh, I'm probably being crazy because I was just at the doctor mm-hmm. and they didn't feel anything. And, you know, they said I was fine, but she went back and it turns out not only was it breast cancer, but it was already like stage 4, had metastasized to her liver, among other places. And, you know, she's 30 years old. She's got,
that's wild. And it was missed.
Yeah. Yeah. So, she wished for, she originally wished to renew her wedding vows, her and her husband. And they wanted to have like a nice, cause that would be like a ceremony, not only for them, but could bring family and friends together and all mm-hmm. of that. And then by the time she got to our office and I said, okay, so we're working on renewing your wedding vows. She said, actually there is an organization here in Ohio that does just that. So they were able to get their wedding vows renewed through that nonprofit. And then we were sending them on kind of like a second honeymoon. Mm-hmm. They wanted to go to Montana. They're big outdoorsy type of people. So we sent her, or we're sending her and her husband to Montana and got their plane tickets. And then we were able to pay some towards their cabin. So we only have $1,500 mm-hmm. and that can't do absolutely everything, but that got them there and got them part of their cabin.
Right.
But yeah, she's just such a nice girl, super sweet. And unfortunately, you know, her story, it's, I mean, it's so sad. And that's like all the stories we hear. I mean, it, yeah. there's just, there. I get younger and younger.
Stage 4, they don't, I mean, I've known there's some people that have been able to like live with stage 4, mm-hmm. but like, I guess you're never really out of it.
When yeah, a lot four, of the stage 4, it's kind of just constant treatment. It means yeah. like, we're probably not going to be able to get rid of this. And then you completely. Say, hey, I'm cancer free, especially when it's metastasized like that.
Right.
So when it's kind of all over the body, that's a really hard, it's yeah. a really hard pill to swallow.
Like you never know yeah. when yeah. it's going to happen.
Yeah. So very, very sad for anyone, especially someone who's 30 years old. But I'm so glad that we were able to help her and she's just been super sweet and we've, you know, stayed in contact and, she's come to some of our workshops. It's another thing that we do for our community. We do free workshops every other month for our wish recipients. So they will come just do like fun stuff with us. We've done decorating cookies, making aromatherapy lotions and things. We've done Christmas wreaths, like just depending on the season or whatever. We made like little candy heart earrings back in February. Mm-hmm. You know, just really cute stuff that's fun for our wish recipients to get together, get to know each other. We get to know them better, you know, so that's a really cool thing that we do
as
well.
Yeah, yeah, just kind of more like a bonding and just live in the moment experiences is what I was hearing. That's cool.
Yeah, a lot of the ladies have really become friends because of that, exchange phone numbers, and, you know, it can be like, oh, well, you know, I'm about to have this surgery that you just had, and can you tell
me
about it?
There's so much power in, like, support groups.
Yeah, yeah,
and people won't realize that, and I know this, what I'm about to tell you is so minute, but it's something that happened this weekend. I was talking to two of my other buddies, and we were just talking about parents, because my parents are getting up there, and we were just talking about, like, what are some things we can do, and realistically, it was three guys, and they're like, and my one buddy goes, hey, you know, I feel awful because sometimes when my mom is talking, I just can't deal with it. And like the stuff she says, and I'm like, dude, all of us feel the same way. And he's like, oh my God, I thought I was the crazy one. You know, like it's just interesting. I know it's so minute, but it's just interesting how like a small little group can just make everyone feel
that peer support, just to know that you're not the only one going through something.
No matter
what that something is.
Right. Yeah, like you're not crazy. Like this is this is how it is. So, no, just interesting how I know that small groups will. What I've learned has always been a really big help.
Yeah.
In general.
Yeah, so. The ladies love it, and it's, you know, not only like I said, they get to know each other, but it's just a couple hours of the day that they're not focused on doctor's appointments or surgeries or, you know, whatever it might be.
So. Yeah, it's that miniature escape. And like I said, just being present, living in that moment.
Just a little fun something for them.
Now, you said there's another lady too, I believe. Now you have to forgive me if I say her name wrong. Janelle.
Like,
yes, Janelle, yes.
Yeah, that was, I mean, we've done so many wishes and they all have a great story, but I really like
We can't tell every story because there's too many, we had to pick a couple of good ones.
I really like what we were able to do for her. We actually met her for the first time at a workshop. You have to make an appointment to get your wish granted, but we happened to have a workshop like right around the time she made her wish. So I said, hey, why don't you come to the workshop and then we'll work on your wish right afterwards. So she brought her mom to the workshop, and afterwards she came and sat in the office, made the wish. She had a really hard time getting up and down the stairs. She was on chemo and it was really affecting her legs. Like her calf muscles would, it was like constant Charlie horse kind of thing. She was just in a ton of pain. And she said, you know, I'm really bummed. This was like early spring. And she said, I really want to be able to get outside this summer, but I'm afraid I can barely do anything. And, you know, my niece and nephew that I hang out with all the time, they really like to ride bikes. They were really close to the bike path. And she's like, there's no way I'm going to be able to ride a bike. I would love to get an electric bike. And it's one of those kind of like the ones you can rent on the side of the street sometimes, like the scooters and the bikes that are fully electric. You press a button, you don't have to pedal, you don't have to do anything. And we're like, yeah, well, we can definitely do that for you. And she's like, yeah, but my roof is so bad. Like it's just, it's falling apart. The beams that are up in the attic are just like rotten. Like it's really, really bad. I really, if I could wish for something, I should wish to get my roof done. Now, I will have to say this was back when we were still doing wishes for that sort of thing. I've soon afterwards decided that we just cannot do construction-related wishes anymore.
Right.
It's too much of a mess, as you can imagine. So, but I do have a friend, another local company, Campbell's Roofing. They're awesome people. And I said, hey, I really want to make this wish happen for her, but I also want to be able to get her this bike. And we only have $1,500. And I forget how much the bike was, $600 or $700, something like that. And he's like, look, we'll do it all for whatever we need to do. We'll do it for what kind of money you have. And she didn't know that she was going to get the bike. She knew that she was getting the roof fixed. And usually we can't do a surprise like that because it is the wish recipient that is talking to us and making the wish, right? Mm-hmm. But since her mom was at the workshop, I happen to have her mom's phone number because that's what you do when you sign up for the workshop. I need their phone number. So I texted her mom after I worked everything out with Campbell's and said, hey, we still want to do this bike and we want to make it a surprise. And so it was really cool. Her mom was over at her house and they had everybody over at her house and me and probably, you know, four or five volunteers. We got the bike and balloons and a gift basket and the whole deal and ended up at her front door. And I mean, she was just so excited and we have stayed friends since, and you know, she sent pictures of her with the bike, and she was able to, you know, just get out and about as much as she wanted with that bike with her niece and nephew. So that was really cool.
Yeah, no, that's no, that sounds awesome. I'm sure just being there and that surprise is
electrifying. She was super surprised. And that thing, man, because I kind of rode it up to her door.
It's pretty fast.
It goes. Like, I almost fell off of it. I didn't realize when I pushed the button, like, how much how much giddy up it would have.
Yeah, they're like little mopeds.
Yeah.
They're quiet too, because you know.
Yeah, it's all electric. It was really cool.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, how about that roof, though? Like, was it, like, terrible? Like, he did a ton of work?
I mean,
when you start talking
about
beams, I'm like, oh, man, I'm just thinking, like,
they really did hook us up. They did a great job. And, you know, I've used them for personal and everything else, but that was really, really great of them to do all the work that they did for that little of a price. It was $800 or $900 is, like, nothing when you're talking about roofing.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing. Well, that's cool. Those are really inspirational stories. So those are cool examples of like stuff that you guys do and you get done here in the local community here in Dayton. You know, that's you're helping people out.
Right.
So that brings us to, you know, what makes your, you know, make you a little bit different. And I think that just kind of summarizes it. You know, it's like nobody really specializes in breast cancer local to Dayton is what I'm understanding from what we've talked about.
There's some other organizations. So there's definitely other breast cancer organizations in town. They do different things, like Pink Ribbon Good. They're amazing. They will give you rides to treatment. They'll bring you food. They used to do house cleaning, but then after COVID, they just started like sending really nice house cleaning supplies, like all organic supplies, and a pink vacuum. Everybody gets a pink vacuum.
Of course.
But they're amazing. They're really expanding. So they're not only expanded all over Ohio, like they're going nationwide. They're in like four or five different states already. Like, they're pretty amazing. But we do work with them to where obviously we tell our ladies about them. And then they'll tell a lot of their Dayton ladies that they know are in our, you know, our service area. They'll tell them about us. So we do a lot of cross referrals like that. We go to each other's events and that sort of thing. And then, you know, there's other groups I think in town that are, you know, maybe cancer related, but not breast cancer related. I really don't think there's anyone else doing exactly what we're doing, which is, you know, granting wishes for those with breast cancer. Because there's other wish organizations, maybe like Make a Wish for Kids or, you know, there's a special wish.
And that was kind of like what I was thinking. It's like, it's kind of like that, except it's just specialized with breast cancer.
Right.
And that was kind of like the concept that I got.
Right.
So it makes sense that, like, I guess number one would probably be vacation. And number two would probably be, like you said, furniture and appliances, just like basic necessities.
Basic things that people need that, unfortunately, you know, even if you have insurance, you're still paying so much money in medical bills when something like this happens. So to even think about taking money to go on a trip, like, forget about it. It's just not, it's something that you're really going to put on the back burner. Or
anything for your house, really.
Anything for house. Yeah, my oven kind of works. I mean, it doesn't get as hot as it's supposed to. Or we had a lady who said she would half get electrocuted every time she would turn the oven on. It's like, okay, let's get you a new oven. You know? So, but it's just those things that you're like, well, I can't really splurge on something like this right now. So we're doing that for them.
Yeah, it's nice because you can kind of bridge that gap, which is, you know, really helping people out.
And
living that, you know, living a little bit of a better lifestyle than what they're living in. Because like you said, once you get that, I mean, unless you like are already set up, you're still in that same situation, you know, wherever you are economically, you're still there.
Yeah. It's awful.
And and that's just, that's rough. So some milestones that you recently hit, you hit a big number.
We did. So we, maybe about a month or so ago, we just granted our 300th wish, which is 300. Really, really great. Never really thought we would. I didn't think it would get as big as it has gotten. And, you know, 300 might not seem that big, but, you know, each one of those wishes is $1,500.
Yeah.
And each one of those dollars are dollars that we went out into the community and raised, whether it was, you know, writing a grant or having a fundraiser, or it was just a, you know, a personal friend.
That's like a half a million.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. it's pretty amazing what we've been able to do. And we do it on a... We are completely volunteer, so You know, I'm not getting paid. Nobody's getting paid. We're just doing what we're doing as like a labor of love, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's strictly going right back here into the community, mm-hmm. helping people out.
Yeah.
So that's, that truly is amazing. Yeah. 300 is great. I would never guess, because it's like you said, originally it was like, 300, you, and most of them at the end, you said an amplified.
Yeah, it really.
So you're doing what now, like 2-3 a week?
It really is, yeah. So last year we did, I think, 64 wishes. We had about 77 come in, but we were still kind of working on them at the end of the year. A lot of the ladies, they will actually make a wish, and we kind of have to stay on them to make the wish happen, because when you first get diagnosed, that's usually when they'll hear about us, because their social worker gives them a packet mm-hmm. of information, right? But it's so overwhelming. All of a sudden they have all these doctor's appointments, and they have surgery scheduled, or they have all these treatments that they have to go to, and their whole world has just been turned upside down. So they'll make a wish right at the beginning, but then go, man, I'm too sick, like, or I don't feel well, or I've got all these things, or yes, I'd like to schedule a vacation, but I don't even know when that could happen because mm-hmm. of A, B, C, and D. So a lot of the times we'll get a wish in, but we don't complete it right away because of all of those factors. So we're really good about staying on them. I don't want anyone to fall through the cracks just because, oh, you made a wish 3 or 4 months ago and you haven't really gotten back to us. We'll stay on it once a month or so. I've got a file for those wishes and we reach out, hey, how you feeling? How's it going? But yeah, last year we had 64 wishes completed out of the 77 that came in. And then this year, at our halfway point through the year, we've already granted 64 wishes.
Wow. So, double again.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, if we keep up, we are hoping to do about 125 this year and next year, because we have a goal to grant 500 by the end of 2025. So if we keep with that, you know, 125 this year and next, that'll be our 500 wishes by the end of 2025, which is a really big goal for us.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's awesome. Yeah. So that's great. I feel like with the vacation stuff though, there's gotta be something out there that you can kind of figure out, some sort of package deal that you can get involved with.
Right.
It's like, okay, look, like, I know this may not be your perfect vacation, but this is a sweet
we'll send
vacation.
You here, right?
Yes, because it's going to be more bang for the buck.
Yeah. And it gets difficult being a travel agent when that's not something that you normally do. Right.
Right.
It's a lot of times people will come in to you and they'll go, I know I want to go somewhere, but I don't know where I want to go. Mm-hmm. I don't know when I want to go. I don't know, mm-hmm. you know, so we have to try to help somebody figure all those things out. And we have talked about that. I mean, really from the beginnings of Breast Wishes, it was like, okay, we're just going to give them this, like that, like you said, like they're just going to get this vacation or just this spa day but we realized there's just, everybody's so different.
Right.
And you might like a beach vacation, but I might hate a beach vacation, you know? So it's, we really do like to leave it up to the individual, but that does make it difficult on us as far as trying to figure out, how can we send them here for this amount or that amount? And like things like furniture, you know, we've been able to establish a good relationship with you where it's like, yeah, you can hook them up and give them a little bit of a better deal. And I wish I had that for everything.
Right.
Like our roofer who helped us out, you know, we're always looking for people in the community that can help us get a little more bang for our buck.
Exactly.
So they can get a bigger wish. We actually, if it's okay, I'll talk about this real quick. We just had somebody who wished for her shower and her bathroom. This was again before I decided, and I even told her, I said, I don't want to do this. Like, this is not something I'm going to get into. She's like, look, I already have a plumber. They already came out. They already gave me an estimate. I was like, okay, this could be pretty easy, right? So she hadn't taken a shower in something like, I don't know, 12 years, or she was having to take baths because her shower was broken. And that was just so hard for her with her surgeries and everything mm-hmm. else and getting in and out of the bath. And, you know, you don't have the arm strength after a surgery.
Right.
So I called the company and said, hey, you've already been out there. I just want to pay for this over the phone. And they go, oh, well, we don't do that. And I was like, well, please, can I just want to be able to pay for this. What can we do? And I said, is there a manager I can speak to? And I'm so glad that I kept pushing, because then the manager called me back. I explained who we were and what we were mm-hmm. doing. And they said, oh, yeah, absolutely. We can do that. No problem. That's just not something we normally do, but
right.
We understand, you know, this is a different circumstance. So she had a couple different estimates. One was to like just replace a faucet or something. And the other was to fix all the, I mean, there were so many issues. It was like $6,500 worth of issues in the bathroom. And it was Eco Plumbing. And they decided to go ahead and just fix everything. They did the $6,500 worth of fix for the for the $1,500 that we were able to give them, which was really amazing. So this lady got everything, like this whole brand new bathroom, and just is so excited.
She got it done. She was so close to getting it done too, you know. It's like she went through this whole journey for that bathroom.
It's really amazing when we can find community partners like you with Dayton Discount and Eco Plumbing and Campbell's Roofing and whoever else that can make a, you know, really make a huge impact with a wish.
I think the secret is, like, for me, it's like I genuinely want to help.
Right.
But I don't know who to help.
Right.
You know, and that's kind of why we started this whole Dayton Approved thing, right?
Yeah.
And it's kind of like you guys have that too. It's like you want to help, but you didn't see the results, right? So you didn't know exactly who to help. So you kind of figured that piece out. So when I can see where it's going, that's the big impact.
And
it's cool because I have that, I have those levers, right? So I can say, Leah, I can help you out. Like, let's get you this.
Yeah.
It's a little bit nicer. It's worth it.
Right.
It's better for you. Type of deal.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's nice. You just got to find those community partners that are looking to help. They genuinely want to. They just don't know who or how.
Right.
And I think that's kind of like the hard part, finding that connection.
So. Yeah.
I believe they're out there.
Yeah. If they're out, come find me. It's easy. I'll take all the help I can get.
So that leads us to some challenges and whatnot. And, you know, we were talking about the funding in general.
Yeah.
So funding, I mean, I would also argue what we just talked about, you know, finding good partners.
Right, right.
Is always a plus. So, yeah, I mean, talk about the funding. Like, you got a couple of different, you got some different, I guess, fundraising things that you guys do or annual things you do.
Right. We do. So that's, I mean,
I was going to say, other than that, though, there's really no, like, hey, here's like, it's not like I would say like McDonald's where it's like drop in money here, you're kind of constant revenue coming.
Right. I wish that we had something like that.
Yeah.
And I actually do have like really nice donation jars. If anybody wants one in their business, then people can throw some change in there. And it really adds up. When I owned George's, we had that change jar right next to the register. And we used to only put it out during the month of October.
Yeah.
And one of our customers was like, why don't you just leave this out all year? And I was like, I guess we could try that. And it was like thousands of dollars a year just in people's, you know, change that they're putting out of their pocket. So, but yeah, that's definitely our biggest challenge is getting the word out there about who we are and finding the people who would like to help, you know, fund these wishes. Because at $1,500 a wish, it really does add up pretty quickly. Our budget this year, I think, was $245,000 we needed to bring in to make these wishes happen. So, that's a lot, you know, that's a lot of money. We're getting that money through grants. So I write a lot of grants, and we're getting it through events. So just because you have an event doesn't mean people will show up to the event. Right. So it's getting the word out there.
It does cost money to run an event.
Costs money to throw the event.
Yeah. So you could go backwards on it.
Exactly. So that's really the big challenge is getting people to the events, getting people, to just decide like, hey, I really like this charity and I want to make a wish happen. So here's a $1,500 gift, or even I don't have $1,500. Here's a $100 gift, you know, whatever it is, just, personal donations is a big thing. And then what we're really lacking that I think a lot of these larger charities have is a big like corporate partner. So when you have a big corporate partner and they're handing you, you know, $50,000 checks, like it's no big deal, right?
Yeah.
And that would be huge to us. So to have a larger corporate partner that could help us out, or just a larger individual donors, you know, that sort of thing. But it's really just getting our name out there. And we do have a marketing plan that we're working on. And we've got some really great, I think, marketing that goes out in social media. Our website looks great, that sort of thing. You just have to get eyes on it, right?
So it's
you know, just building up that audience who can then see the material that you're putting out.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, yeah, exactly. People knowing who you are, too. I mean, it's taken 7 years, you know, to get to where you are, and now more and more people are recognizing and knowing who you are. So half the battle is getting the participants, and the other half is getting people to know who you are to donate. So awareness is huge,
which is
great.
And we definitely have the wishes coming in. Like, we've got that part.
You got that part.
Now it's like, oh gosh, now we need to fund all these wishes. Because so far, we have not had to turn anyone away that has made a wish, like we've had the funding for it. And I would hate for that to start happening where we have to say, well, you're on a waiting list.
Yeah, unfortunately,
we don't have the funds.
Yeah, yeah, that's wild. Yeah, I didn't think about that. It's like a two, you're trying to feed both things coming
in. Right, right. We're definitely marketing to two different sets of people.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Wow. Well, talk about some of the things that you do with collaboration. I know you talked a little bit about the Pink Ribbon Good, is that what it's called? Yeah, so mm-hmm. I know you talked about how they kind of like are helping hands and whatnot, getting people to appointments.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's really much more you added there. Oh, I know you said the cleaning material. I didn't realize.
Yeah, that's really
important,
cool.
though, because people don't probably think, I didn't think about how you need special, more organic style because it could be harmful to your health.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, so they're awesome. They send a lot of people our way. We send people their way. We also do that with another group called the Noble Circle Project, and they've been around, I think, like 17, 18 years. Actually, my sister Kelly was part of Noble Circle right after it was founded.
Oh, wow.
And what they do is they send women on retreat. So it's not necessarily breast cancer. It's any cancer. And it's also any stage of cancer or any age. You could have had cancer 10 years ago, but you're okay now. You're still going to be eligible to go on retreat with Noble Circle. And I really highly recommend them to anybody who does have cancer or has had cancer, any women. So you go on this retreat and you really get to know, it's a small group, maybe 10 women or so. So you really get to know these 10 women, not only over the course of the weekend, but then they do 7 weeks of classes where you learn about nutrition, maybe alternative energy therapies, that sort of thing, but really just getting to know this group of ladies that you're going through this with, then you really have this great peer support. And they recommend ladies to us. We recommend ladies to them constantly. And I recently just went to one of their events and probably saw at least like 20 of our wish recipients there, which was really cool to get to see that. And then there's another group that we work with called Karen Wellington Foundation. They started in Cincinnati after Karen Wellington, she died of breast cancer. And her best friend, Liz, lives in Dayton. So Liz kind of leads the Dayton chapter, and they do have chapters all across the country. And what they do, they get donors to donate things like vacation homes and airline miles. So they're able to send people on big trips, because they're not really having to pay for those things, right? Because the donor said, hey, you can stay in my house in Hawaii for 2 weeks.
Right.
And hey, I've got airline miles that I'm never going to care to use. So you can use those airline miles to get the family to Hawaii. So they have this huge bank of homes and miles. And of course, you know, they fundraise and have money too. So we just had a wish from a lady, Mandy, who wanted to go back to her hometown of North Carolina. She wanted to bring her sister and her 3 kids. So that was 5 plane tickets. And that was staying in a house for a week and getting a rental car for a week. And it was well beyond our budget.
Yeah.
So I reached out to Karen Wellington, which I've done several times in the past when we have a big wish and I don't want to just say no to the person.
Right.
And they said, yeah, we'd love to help. And so they paid for the plane tickets and the rental car. We paid for the house. I think Karen Wellington threw in some fun money too. So I don't know if they have a set budget like we do. Maybe they just kind of make it happen. I know we're pretty strict on $1,500 is what we can spend. But we've worked with them maybe 5 or 6 times. We're actually collaborating on a trip to Disney with them. That's something they do a lot, is Disney trips. And we are paying for part of it, and obviously $1,500 worth of it, and they're doing the rest, and we're going to meet with that wish recipient here soon, and her kids don't know about it yet, so it's going to be a big surprise.
Oh wow, that is going to be a big one.
So that'll be cool. Yeah.
Nice. So she's got kids that haven't been to Disney World, and she wants to take them.
Right. They haven't been, and they don't know about it, so that'll be really fun. And then we partner with another group too called Gala of Hope, and they deal with any cancer as well. But they deal with more helping out financially. So not medical bills, but regular bills. Like, hey, you know, they're about to take my house. I haven't paid my mortgage in 3 months, or my utilities are getting shut off, that sort of thing. So when we get wishes for that, that's not something that we will do. But we will send that off to Gala of Hope and say, hey, can you guys take care of this? And then we can do something like fun for this person that's going to bring them joy. Not that... you know, I'm sure getting your mortgage paid would bring you joy, but it's not right. something you look back on 5 years later. Like, oh, I had so much fun getting my mortgage paid.
right.
So we let Gala take care of that, which is really great. And Gala does more than just pay it. They've got a really great program. They started partnering with RightPat. They created this entire program just with Gala of Hope, where it's kind of like a financial fitness sort of class where mm-hmm. you can go in and you can learn how to make better financial decisions. And then also RightPat can help you. Hey, here's all my bills. I don't know what to do. Like, I'm not cutting it. Okay, well, here's what we can do. Maybe you can call this person and say, can I not pay you for 3 months? Or, you know, right. there's things that you can do that they can help you with. And they've created this whole program.
Yeah, teach them some alternatives. Cool. Just how to talk and explain how you need some more time. How to get information on maybe programs.
Right.
Because a lot of people, I mean, it's out there.
Right.
It's just, how do you get to it?
And they don't know about it. And then by the time they ask for help,
it's
too late. Your house is gone, you know? So I think that's really awesome that Gala saw that need and is trying to fill it. So we partner with anyone and everyone. We're not in competition with anyone. I mean, we're just out here trying to
do
good.
The more the merrier.
Right. We're out here trying to do good just like everybody else. Yeah.
Yeah. So if anyone else wants to get out there and help and do stuff, heck yeah. Why not? Right.
Yeah.
All right. So projects that you're currently working on, I know we touched briefly about it. I mean, number 500.
Yeah.
Is right around the corner. You're looking at 2025, year and a half.
Right.
And so that would be how many more wishes, you say? You got
I think we're maybe right now at like 315, 320, something like that. So like 180 to 100, you know, 190.
So it's possible.
Yeah, I think it can happen, especially with the amount of wishes we have coming in. Now we just need the funding to be there.
If it's 180, that would be 60 more for this year and then 120 for next year.
Yeah. So, yeah, pretty much, which I think is really what we're on
track. Yeah, because you said you were at 64. Yeah. So you're right there.
We're definitely on track with the wishes. And we have, you know, we have certain groups, like we have we're partnering with University of Dayton, that they're going out into the community for us, some of the underserved communities, and they're trying to find people who need wishes and bring them our way so we can make more of an impact in their lives. So we definitely have that avenue covered, but we really, I would say our big project is finding the funding for those 500 wishes. So this year, some things that we have going on, well, every year we have our 5K for Kelly. All of our fundraisers are on our website as well. But coming up in the fall, we have a designer handbag bingo. Which is really fun. It's a bingo, but you win a purse, right?
Yeah.
A Michael Kors or a Kate Spade or a Coach purse or, you know, some kind of designer bag. Not for me. I don't even carry a purse. I have my phone. That's it. But lots of ladies out there love the designer purses. And then what we're really excited about is our casino night. It's called Blackjack for Breast Wishes on November 8th. And it will be at the Bright Side, which is downtown Dayton, 3rd Street. Really amazing venue, really big venue. We'll have blackjack, roulette, poker, you know, food, drinks, silent auction. It's going to be lots of fun, and you play for raffle prizes. So we're not a casino. We're not allowed to play for real money, but you turn your chips in for raffle prizes. We have tons and tons of raffle prizes. I'm continuing to get more. If anybody out there wants to donate raffle prizes, please get with me. That would be great.
Well, yeah, we'll have to figure out something, you know,
we'll
do something, maybe a recliner or whatnot.
That would be really awesome for like a silent auction or something.
Yeah.
And then one of our bigger fundraisers that we're trying to do all year long. So I'm a CPA, and one of my clients, well, I tried to get rid of all my clients actually. After I sold the restaurant, I was done with it. I didn't want to deal with them. And one of my clients, he was just like, please, I just really don't want you to leave. And well, they kind of all said that, but he was like, I was like, man, I only go there once a quarter, do his payroll taxes. It's not that big of a deal, but it's also not that much money, and it's just time. And then I have these deadlines. I got to remember that this is due on, you know, this time. And it was actually my boyfriend that said, well, doesn't he go, he's got a place in Aruba, doesn't he? Maybe he'll send you to Aruba. And I was like, all right, I can ask. So I was like, hey, instead of paying me, will you send me to Aruba? And he was like, yeah, sure. So I went last year. It was gorgeous. It's the Marriott Ocean Suites. It's right on the beach. It's so nice. Pools everywhere, lazy river, you know, the whole shebang. I took my mom and my sister. And then I'm going to go this year with my boyfriend. And I thought, well, I don't need to go again in 2025. So I asked him, are you okay with me giving this trip to Breast Wishes? And he was like, yeah, you know, do whatever you want with it. Yeah. So we're doing a raffle for this trip to Aruba. It will be sometime in 2025 that you can work out with him when the best time works, you know, for you. It's 7 nights at the Marriott Ocean Suites. It's full kitchen, dining room. Yeah. I mean, it was great. We went to the grocery. We cooked a lot of meals. That way we weren't going out all the time. And we'll throw in $1,500 airline credit as well, which should be enough to get you there to Aruba. So we're selling these raffle tickets. They're $80 a piece, or you can get three of them for $200.
There you go.
You can just Venmo us at Breast Wishes and get your tickets whenever you want. But we'll be drawing the winner live at the casino night.
All right.
You don't have to be at casino night, which you should be there anyway. It'll be fun. But if you win, you don't have to be present to win. But
yeah, you can win this awesome Aruba trip.
You can win this Aruba trip. So we're really hoping to raise some money with this Aruba trip because my boyfriend said, so you work for free for Breast Wishes, and now you're working for free for your accounting, so you can give the trip to Breast Wishes. I was like, well, I guess I am. So let's make it worth my while.
It's like you finally get something for this, right? You get a trip to Aruba and you're like, all right, I'm giving it away. I'm giving it back. I'm getting it back. Yeah.
I know. So
man, that's just, you know, so nice. So nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm hoping we sell lots of raffle tickets and, you know, can make some good money for Breast Wishes so we can make the 500 wishes happen.
Right. Absolutely. So no, casino night's cool. Casino night's is a great idea. I've done a couple of casino nights, not for charity, but like I got a guy that when I was in a fraternity at Wright State, he owns a casino company, I guess you could say.
Oh, fun.
And he does all that stuff. So he's got all the tables, does it all. I can't remember what he charged. It was pretty reasonable, but maybe a good contact. Maybe you're using them already. I don't know.
We're using a company called Cincinnati Circus.
Yeah, it's not them.
Yeah.
But I mean, he might be interested in like hooking it up because I know it's not cheap.
No, it's not. We used them before. Yeah. We did our first casino night in 2019, and it was really fun. It was a big success. We loved it, but then COVID happened, and we hadn't had another one. And then I was just too busy to make it happen, and finally said, okay, this year we're doing another casino night.
So yeah. Let me see if I can get a hold of him, and we'll talk more after the show. But
that'd be great.
It might be something that it might be worth switching to.
He
might be able to do it for a good deal.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, that pretty much wraps it up for us.
Okay.
What, you know, how does everyone get a hold of you? How does, say somebody wants to do a donation, say somebody wants to get involved, how do they do it?
So everything you ever need is on our website, which is breastwishes.org. It's going to have, under our fundraisers and events, obviously all of the fundraisers and events that we're going to have. It's got a link for the Aruba tickets. It's got links to buy tickets to casino night.
Can they sign up to like an emailer to like get a, do you guys send out emails?
We do. They can do that there. There's also on that same fundraisers and events page, the very first thing is to volunteer. So if you just want to volunteer, you can click there and it's going to have all the areas where we need a volunteer and, you know, the time slot and, you know, how many people we need in that time slot. So that's a really easy way to do it too. If they want to just give a gift, that's on the website. I mean, everything you need's on the website. There's also lots of really great examples of wishes on the website. So if you do nothing else, just go there and
check it out
and read about some of the wishes that we've made happen. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Cool. Well, do you want to send us off with anything, words of wisdom, any good advice that you could say?
I mean, really just think about what other people might be going through and what can you do to help that person? Because, you know, no matter what you're going through, I know we've all got hard times, but maybe somebody else has it a little bit harder. So you can bring a little bit of light into their world.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, cool. Well, it was a pleasure having you on, and I appreciate you coming out, and hopefully this brings some more awareness to everything.
I hope so. Thank you
so
much.
And, you know, we get to that 500 goal.
Yeah. Thank you, Frank. All right. Appreciate it.
It was a pleasure. Until next time.
Okay.
Subscribe and follow to our Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube, or your favorite podcast platform. Be sure to sign up for our email list and receive an email to watch the show every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Do you know a great Dayton business that you would like to see on the show? Visit our website at DaytonApproved.com and click on the contact tab and tell us who you'd like to see.